Welcome to the Muswell Hill Methodist Church podcast. Today we'll be hearing Alice's message from Sunday the 7th of April. If you live in North London or are visiting, we would love to welcome you at our church, and you can find more details about us on our social media. Before we listen to Alice's sermon, let's hear from the Bible. Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. The believers share their possessions. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything that they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there was no needy person among them. From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. 1 John 1, verses 1 to 10, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we've heard from him and declare to you: God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice that our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed what they saw of the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The purpose of John's Gospel. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Happy Easter. We are still in Easter mood. The Lord is risen. He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord is not risen, where shall we be today? Where will I be? Where will you be? So glory be to his holy name. Glory be to God for rising, for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, for the peace he brings to our life, for the joy he brings to us, for the Holy Spirit in us always. As a child of God, we have to thank him. He said, in anything, in any way of our life, we need to thank him. We need to thank our Lord Jesus, our God, our Maker. This opportunity we have, not everybody have the opportunity. So we are lucky to be one of the children of God, one of the descendants of our father, Abraham. We are lucky. Whatever we do in life, we have to thank God that the risen Lord has taken away all our sin, has taken away our fears. Fear not, for he is always there for us. When we look at the cross, whatever be the problem, the cross will solve it for us. The risen Lord will be with us. In sickness, in joy, he's there for us. Anything we do without Christ is nothing. We can't rely on a friend. You can't rely. Even a wife cannot rely on the husband. The husband cannot rely on the wife. But only Jesus. Only our risen Lord. The resurrection is everything for us. Those who hasn't known Christ, they don't know what they are missing in their life. We who know Christ, are we holding on to it? The peace that the Lord brings to us, are we holding on to the peace? Are we having this peace in our life? Are we having this peace in our place of work? Are we having this peace with our neighbor? What can we do without peace? Look at Jesus. Look how fearful the children, the disciples were. They were so fearful that the Jewish, after they've killed Jesus, they can turn to them. They can kill them as well. Because if they can kill Jesus, who are they? They are just the disciple. They are just a human being like you and me. But through the grace of God, for the fear, they locked themselves up. The door was locked. They are indoor. We be fear what is going to happen to us next. Jesus has been killed. But on the third day, this is what he has been telling them, that on the third day, the whole house will be built again. But they don't understand what that means. How can it be a whole house in a 3 days will be built again? But the Lord knew what he was talking to them, because he always talked to them in parable. Then they will go back to him. What you just said, what it is when the congregation has gone, they will go back to Jesus, and Jesus will explain to them. We see on the resurrection day, they went there. The women were the first to be there. They can't find the Lord. But Jesus was there, was telling them, he has risen. Who are you looking for? Me and you, we look for him every day of our life. Because that's the only person we can look for. At our place of work, when we have difficulty, we call upon him. He will answer us. Anywhere we are, he's there for us. Anything we are doing, he's ready to help us, provided we have faith. He said, your faith make you whole. Look at Jairus' daughter who was sick, and the mother was calling upon him. Just don't worry to follow me there. But with full faith in him, he tells Jesus, just pray. Look at the faith. How great is our faith? How do we believe in him? He's there if we call upon him. He's ready to answer us. Look at the fear in them. And look at Thomas, who doesn't believe. When they told him, oh, we've seen the Savior. The Savior has come here. Oh, you are just talking yours. That's not mine. I don't believe you. Until when I'm able to touch, when I'm able to see the nail side. Many of us, we are doubting Thomas. We don't believe until seeing is believing. How long will you do that? Anything we do, how long, how old, even from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Lord is there for us. He has prepared us. He's ready to carry us through, provided. Are you forgiving one another? Are you not holding on to the past? How long are you going to hold on to the past? Until Jesus came the second time and Thomas was among the disciples. Nobody told Jesus, but he knows our mind. He knows what we have in our mind. There's no hidden place that he doesn't know about us. However hidden, wherever. Look at even Jonah in the water. The Lord was there with him. So nowhere we are that we don't have God. Our God is always there for us. But are we preparing? Are we ready to follow him? It's in one of our hymns that we follow him, that we obey him. He's the only one that can set us free. Look at what we read in the book of Acts. They are in one accord. They are together. In togetherness, we are one. But divided we fall. Together is what we do. Look at them. They sold their property. and they divide the money according to their need. Not that, oh, it's my property. It's my, I sold my land. I have to have the most portion. I have to get the great portion. No. No. They divide it equally according to their need. And this is what God is doing among us. Are we helping one another? Are we saying this is me? How long are we going to say me? All these things, you keep it in the cupboard. They expire, then you throw it away. Oh, I put it in the recycle. Whereas you have given it to somebody who will share it, who will thank you, who will always remember, oh, this was given to me by my friend. This was given to me by my cousin. But instead of that, you put it in recycle. Who will thank you? No, nobody. It's people you don't even know. We even go to the recycle and pick it up. They share it. They sold their property and share with one another. Look at the light of the Lord upon us. The light, he shined light on us. He put us on his way. Direct path. Wherever we go is there. Where there's darkness, it's a fear. We have fear. Especially when you see children, when you say bedtime. Oh, you haven't read my Bible to me, Grandma. Oh, you haven't done this. Because they know that in another minute, you're going to turn off the light. So the fear is in them. When you try to move, they will call your attention again so that they don't want you to put on the light. Because they know that the light, you know, when they see the light, they can see better, they can know better, they won't be able to sleep better. Once the light is off, so the light of God is upon us as his children. She shine upon us. Look at now. It's so shiny. We are all enjoying. We can show off whatever we put on. But if it's cold, we put on our coat. Nobody see what we are putting on. So we enjoy the sunshine. The light of the Lord upon us. It shine and it rain on us. Not only that, in our life, in our home, with our neighbors. What is the resurrection of the Lord giving you? What is it you are asking for that you haven't got? If you strengthen your faith, if you join your faith with my faith, if you come together in prayer, the Lord is always there. He's always ready for us. He's never tired of us. We are tired of ourselves at times. But Lord is always there for us. He never forsakes us. We have to focus on him. And on him only. If we don't doubt it, like Thomas, until when we see, it will be joy for us. It will be happiness. Even at our place of work, she's always laughing. She's always smiling. Because the joy of the Lord is upon you. And you are showing it. You are not moody. You help one another. You visit. Meadow is very close to you. How many times have you been there to see the old people? How many times, 4 o'clock, have you been there to share the service with them? All this is what the risen Lord is asking us to do. It's a task. He gave the Spirit to the disciple. He asked them, as the Father, who sent me? I'm sending you. Are we responsible? Are we responding to the Lord's call? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Let's open our mind. Let's call upon him. He's always there. He's always ready for us. The peace of the Lord, when you hold on to it, where there's peace, look at everywhere there's war, war, war. Because there's no peace. Because there's no love. If they love each other, they won't be fighting for them. They won't be fighting. Killing is not the way of the Lord. Let us continue to pray. To help them with our prayer. To visit those who are in prison. He said, once you've done this to one another, you've done it to me. And may the Lord, in his infinity mercy, help us to be able to go through. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. And we pray that as we continue to upload sermons, prayers, podcasts and more, that you find something for you here. Please feel free to follow our podcast on Spotify or Apple Music so that you can hear when we upload new episodes. Until next time, God bless.